Welcome back to Shoot the Bull with Ag Commissioner Sid Miller. Now, there are lots of interesting stories from years past, but, you know, this one's pretty unique.
Tony, let's time travel. I'm going to take you all the way back to 1897. That's when it all started. And when Eastland County Clerk Ernest E. Wood offered a horn toad and a note to be placed in the cornerstone of the new courthouse. It was placed along with a Bible, several newspapers, and coins in the small vault.
Whatever happened to it?
Well, the story says that after years had passed, in 1928, a new and bigger courthouse building was to be built. And on February 18th, 1928, a crowd surrounded the courthouse to witness the opening of the old cornerstone. That's when workers cleared the cornerstone and removed the small vault. A local oil man and brother-in-law to Ernest E. Wood pulled out a flat, dusty horn lizard. The judge raised the reptile high. "He's alive," he yelled. The crowd roared, pushing in order to see the small celebrity. The lizard was renamed Old Rip and placed in a local store window.
Ah, and he became famous.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Folks came to Easton to view the natural oddity, postcard with Old Rip's official portrait so quickly. A local gas station offered a horn lizard with each gas fill-up. Maybe that's where all the horn lizards went. That spring, Old Rip was displayed at events across the nation. President Calvin Coolidge even met Old Rip.
So did he live for a while after that?
Well, yes, sir, he did. The legendary lizard died of pneumonia, unfortunately, in January of 1929, 11 months after his courthouse release.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.